1 year ago today, a series of tornadoes tore through western and central Massachusetts. The most severe one carved a 39-mile path of destruction from Westfield through Springfield all the way to the town of Charlton outside Worcester. One of the hardest-hit communities was the small western Mass town of Munson. That's where the day after the storm we met Tina Partlow. She had huddled in her basement with two of her teenage sons and one of their friends as a large tree limb broke through the cellar window and the twister ripped apart their home overhead.
It was horrible. It just sounded like a jet engine screaming and rolling thunder all at the same time.
That was a year ago. 1 year later, when we met with Tina Partlow, the emotions stemming from that day and its aftermath still bubbled to the surface, heavy and raw.
I kept praying. I'm like, please let the bottom floor stay on. Please, because these are my babies. And at one point, one of my kids said to me, Mommy, are we going to die? And I said, no, boys, this is not our day to die. You can't sit there and have your child say something like that to you and not have a real answer for them. Because if you're wrong, that's the last thing that ever goes through their mind.
But thankfully, Tina Partlow was right. She and her kids and her husband, who was driving home at the time, escaped the tornado physically unharmed. Their home, though, like many others on Bethany Road in Munson, was shattered and partially collapsed. Today, the sounds of saws and bulldozers are the norm on Bethany Road, just off Munson's downtown, which used to be lined with century-old colonials. Now it's a mixed bag of those old homes that survived and have been repaired, others under construction, and new replacement homes already completed. There are three brand new ones next to Tina Partlow's, plus Tina's new house, too.
It sure looks a lot different from when I saw the old house, which was in shambles the day after the tornado. It's just beautiful in here.
Thank you. But in a lot of ways, this house really is very similar to the old one when the old one was in one piece.
Tina and her husband are among the lucky ones in terms of rebuilding. Tina says the insurance process was seamless, the contractor fabulous, quickly designing and rebuilding their home to look outside and inside like a replica of their 1881 colonial. The builders finished her house in November, less than 6 months after the tornado.
What's not here that you wish was here?
I know this is going to sound silly, but every house, every old house especially, has its smells and its worn spots, you know, that become charming and endearing, and I miss that. The wide beam floors, you're never going to find that, and those are part of what makes a house a home. We'll make that eventually.
Tina says she feels horrible that other people in the neighborhood are still struggling to rebuild, like Anna Ling, who continues to rent an apartment with her husband and three kids. Their new home is still a shell, studs on the inside and plywood on the outside walls. When we stop by, builders are welding copper pipes and cutting holes in the floors for ductwork. We find Anna and her husband at work at the Chinese restaurant they own on Munson's Main Street.
I got a lot of trouble in my house now.
What happened that made it a lot of trouble?
Right now, if I tell you, my neighbor got a big trouble again. Some people scare me, you know, kind of just, take advantage of me.
Despite complications with insurance and problems with their original builder, who's no longer on the job, Anna says she and her husband had no doubt they wanted to rebuild right where they'd bought their original house just 7 months before the tornado hit. Despite the struggles, you can see that all over Munson, the town is recovering. Gretchen Neggers is Munson's town administrator.
It's very visible to the community to see that rebuilding, and it is encouraging and a credit to those people.
Neggers says about a third of the 50 or so families whose houses were destroyed have moved into their newly built homes since the tornado, most of them on Bethany Road and on Heritage Lane behind it where there are 10 new houses. I ask her about the most visible lingering scar, the trees wiped out along the tornado's wide path for over a mile, from the hill bordering downtown to the west to the hill going out of Munson to the east.
And some of those changes visually, that's going to take decades. but it's something that gradually it will be incorporated into your expectation of what you're going to see when you look out the window.
Tina Partlow is still trying to adapt to that view, and the way that weather, thunderstorms, and high winds continue a year later to give her the willies.
Sometimes when I feel those winds, I kind of get a little freaked out, and I have to remind myself we don't have any trees to kind of shelter the house from the winds.
Tina says she is not haunted by the memories of that horrible day 1 year ago, but she admits she'll never fully get over the shock. She had one jarring, vivid flashback last fall. One of her sons has been in counseling for post-traumatic stress-type issues, and she says another needs to start therapy now for nightmares.
And I think that's normal. It's very normal. I don't think anybody could go through what half these towns went through without having some type of residual effects from this tornado.